This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, guys, I'd lost something over the holidays and I kind of became a bit paranoid. I'm not going to tell you what it was.
Is it a bodily part?
It's to do with a bodily part.
Ooh.
I didn't lose my chest or anything.
I've stopped working out. Oh no, I've lost my chest.
It's a little bit different for women.
I wish I'd lost my belly, but oh well.
Oh well.
I love food.
No, gain that.
This is the Triple Threat Podcast.
Chris, have you recovered from your loss?
I lost something, guys, over the holidays. It was quite traumatic and I feel like I need to share it.
Well, we're here for you, Christina, this is a safe space.
It was about 2 weeks ago and, like, I needed radio to really get this off my chest. So I have plates. Now, like, retainer plates.
Yes.
Not like...
Oh, for your teeth.
For my teeth.
Yeah.
So I know I said to you plates before, James, and you were assuming like dinner plates.
Yeah,
like
crockery.
I thought we were
just going to talk about your family smashing them on the ground.
We're not Greek.
Yep.
We're Italian. Crockery. Not crockery. So
Orthodontic
plates. Mm-hmm. So these plates I had made a couple of years ago because my teeth were moving, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Boring story. Anyway. Very rarely wear them because I hate them and I wake up dribbling.
When did you get your braces off?
When I was year seven, years ago. So a couple of weeks ago, I found the plates and I was like, I should really wear these. Like, yeah, damn it. So I cleaned them, gave them a little polish, popped them in my teeth, went to bed. Woke up the next morning and, oh, I love this music. Woke up the next morning, looked over at my bedside table, my plate box was open, but my plates weren't in there and they weren't in my mouth. And I was so confused.
Wow.
And I thought, did I swallow my plates overnight?
Did someone steal them out of your mouth?
I became convinced
that
I swallowed both my plates overnight because they weren't.
That would be not happy to get
in
out
in my mouth when I let where I left them the night before.
Yep.
And I said, no, they've got to be in the case. You know, they're clear. Like, I'm looking for something that's clearly not there, and then I'm feeling my teeth going.
Oh yeah.
Have they been in?
Do I feel like they've been held?
Do I feel like they've moved?
Yeah.
And then I was convinced that I swallowed them. Convinced. Like I, yeah, so I went to the bathroom.
You really will eat anything, won't you?
I went to the bathroom and I thought maybe I've got to pass the plate.
Quickly,
I started being convinced.
Just imagine you sitting like, on the bathroom toilet, just sculling prune juice.
I started like actually being convinced because I couldn't find them that I had swallowed them. I thought, you can't, like they're plastic. Oh, they probably get stuck in me or they just go straight through like Pips.
You have a big mouth, Christina.
That's why I thought maybe I swallowed them. So,
but it means they're also very big. It's not going to be like Pips.
Well, anyway, I was really confused. I was also half asleep. So I couldn't find them. And so I got up and nothing happened in the toilet. So I had a shower, whatever. Went to work. Thought about it all day. I was like, where are these plates? I was so puzzled. So I got home from work. I pulled all the sheets up. I thought maybe I took them off in the middle of the night. A week later, I found them.
Oh.
They were under my bed.
Under your bed?
What?
So I must have in the middle of the night ripped them off and thrown them under my bed in a state of discomfort. I don't know. They were covered in carpet dust.
Ew. Oh, the best kind.
I'd clearly just thrown them. They were wet. They picked up the dust of the carpet.
You haven't put them back in since, have you?
No.
Yeah, just blow them off. Straight back in.
I cleaned them, but now I'm paranoid that I'm going to swallow them.
It didn't happen before. I used to wear plates, and I sometimes would take them out in my sleep as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I have never done
that
before.
And then put them on my bedside table.
Well, that is a clever...
In my sleep.
That is a clever place to put them, though. Why did I put them under my bed?
I lost my plates, and this is when I was a teenager, and you're scared because of how expensive they are. You don't want your parents to get angry at you. I molded two mouth guards and then went to bed and made sure I woke up every morning for my if my parents would come in, and then would hide them so they didn't have to... didn't have to know it. And then after like 18 months, eventually we went to the dentist. They're like, oh, they've moved a little bit. I'm like, I lost the plate. I lost them.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very industrious.
Anyway, yeah. So I don't know what to do because I don't want to put them back in.
No. Just how long has it been since you got them?
About 2 years.
Okay.
Guys,
I need to wear them. My teeth are moving.
I got an idea for you, Christina.
What?
Just rub a bit of cream cheese on them, stick them in. Those things will never leave your mouth.
Maybe I'll try that. Put some salami in the cracks.
Oh, there you go. You're good to go.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.